touching on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sonarly, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider.
Madison, on tell the rambler, the gambler, FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. And we have first casualty in the U.S. Senate race here in Wisconsin. In the Democratic primary, Tom Nelson. Tom Nelson, the county executive of Outagamie County. That's the Appleton area. I know Tom Nelson. He's a good guy. He's a friend of mine. Did a very, very good job as majority leader of the assembly at one time. He was a candidate for lieutenant governor a little over 10 years ago. Did a very nice job in that campaign. This campaign, he started very early. He started in October of 2020. He started before that November 3rd election. He worked for 21 months going after Ron Johnson. But ultimately, I think, in his own words, what he said was that he raised money. He raised about $1.5 million. But nowadays, in a Senate race, that may not be enough. And so he dropped out of the race. And he endorsed Mandela Barnes. And I want to unpack all that. Truth is that when you drop out of a race after you've already filed nomination papers and registered for the race, they don't drop you from the ballot. People will walk into that ballot on the voting booth, and many of them already got absentee ballots in the mail anyway. Tom Nelson's name will be on there. He'll get a lot of votes. Because believe it or not, some folks haven't heard the news, and they won't hear the news before Election Day, which is 2 weeks from today, by the way. August 9 is 2 weeks from today, so let's get cracking. If you haven't figured out who you want to vote for, figure it out. Go online, research the remaining candidates. Pick somebody. Use social media. It's your list. Your relatives, your buds, your friends, your besties, everybody. Tell them why you're voting for that person. Get the word out. Now, Tom Nelson, he is a good guy, and he's reasonably young. He has a bright future ahead of him. He is the several times elected Outagamie County chair, and he's done a very good job up there. And that's very red country surrounding Appleton. By red, I mean a Republican. And yet he gets elected and reelected. So he has a lot to offer. Tom, I wish you the best. And it was a race well run. And at the end of the day, and in any race, there's only one winner anyway. Okay, so he's endorsed Mandela Barnes. Now, there are what I would say three major candidates left: Mandela Barnes, Steve Lazary, and Sarah Godlewski. There's Stephen Olakara, who did a nice job in the debate the other night. There's Peter Pekarsky, who is a patent lawyer, very, very smart guy, has a degree in electrical engineering from MIT, and if you were on any Senate committee dealing with, say, arms control or, you know, encryption issues with the Chinese or the Russians and so forth, climate change, there's nobody who would be scientifically better than he to address it. In fact, I think this is true. But I'm not certain. There are only two people with undergraduate degrees from MIT in the Senate. And the other one is the newly appointed senator from California. And Kamala Harris became vice president. Gavin Newsom got a chance to replace her. But anyway, that's what you got. Now, in terms of the polling so far, the polling has shown that the top three of the remaining, I think there's seven actually remaining, the five I just mentioned plus two others. Of those seven, people taps in the polls are Mandela Barnes, Alex Lazary, and Sarah Godlewski. So let me briefly just talk about them. I know them all. I consider them all friends. I'm not going to talk on this show about who I'm going to vote for. I simply want you to get out and vote. And there's a lot of studies that have shown that if you vote in a primary, you're much more likely to also vote in the general election, which is what we really want. But we also really want to nominate somebody with the best chance of beating Ron Johnson. And that's going to be determined by popular vote in the primary. Okay, so the remaining three, here's how I would break it down. Mandela Barnes is first in the polls, the last Marquette poll, by a couple of points over Alex Lazary, but it's within the margin of error. And then Sarah Godlewski is running a strong third. So what do we make of all this? Mandela Barnes was the lieutenant governor. He has he was a state assemblyman in Milwaukee. Deep experience, certainly in the Milwaukee area, but as lieutenant governor, he's gotten around the state, has some impressive support. Alex Lazary is the vice president of the Bucks. I think he's on leave, perhaps, but he did a superb job in getting the Democratic convention. He was one of the people instrumental in getting the Democratic convention to Milwaukee in 2020. And you can say, well, they never really came. Well, you know something? He didn't invent COVID, neither did I. There wasn't a convention in either party in the traditional sense in 2020. But just getting them to commit here, and there were some events here, and there were some speeches here, was a major accomplishment. It put Milwaukee on the back. So Alex Lazary was a big part of that. He also, from a business point of view, was one of the people involved in building the new Fiserv arena for the Bucks. And of course, they won the national championship, not this year, but the previous year. And he's done a heck of a job in the Bucks, treated as a business. They used, they paid $15 an hour minimum wage in the construction. A lot of people got much higher wages than that, skilled trades. And then Wisconsin Materials. He'd be superb too. And Sarah Godlewski I met, and she's the state treasurer. And she gets a lot of credit. Remember, the Republicans tried to remove state treasurer by a constitutional amendment from you getting to vote for him. And they wanted their hands on the money. Republicans always want their hands on the public money. Then they accuse other people of being on welfare, and they snatch every dollar they can and parcel it out to their donors and businesses under various pretexts. She stood against that. And she rallied the opposition, and it lost big. The referendum to strip you of your vote to run for treasurer lost big. So as a result, we still can vote for treasurer, and she ran and won. She did a very good job as treasurer. And now she's running for the Senate. She has impressive support. So does Alex Lazary. Alex Lazary has impressive union support and impressive support from some public officials in Milwaukee and elsewhere. And Sarah Godlewski has very impressive support around the state. So what's going to happen? I don't know what's going to happen. You know, the lottery, what was it? It just got up to $790 million or something. You know, if I knew what the numbers were, I'd buy a ticket with those numbers. I mean, I have no idea what's going to happen. But I can tell you this. The ultimate objective is getting Ron Johnson out of there. The ultimate objective is getting Ron Johnson out of there. We have somebody on the lines, Take a look at that person on the lines. We have somebody on the lines. In any event, get Ron Johnson out of there. Get him out. And who can beat him? I have no idea which of the three can beat him. I would say that all three can beat him. So I'm very comfortable with any one of them winning. But the truth of the matter is that you're going to decide that. And if it's a real squeaker, then probably all three of them could have done it. If it's not a real squeaker, then that's a huge endorsement, for whoever wins to beat Ron Johnson. Now, everybody in a primary tends to appeal to their primary base. And that in the Democratic Party might be to the far left to get people, the squad types and progressives and all that. Well, let me tell you something. The senator from Wisconsin is the senator for all of Wisconsin. So I'm going to want to see some ability in all three of these candidates to be a senator for the whole state, and to be a senator in the way that Bill Proxmire and Gaylord Nelson were. Very strong, standing up for Wisconsin, standing up for the United States against Russia, China, Iran, our really fascist adversaries in these other countries. Standing up for our democracy. Standing up for our democracy. It's under terrible attack right now by the Republican Party. Stand up for it. Say exactly what you're going to do. Stand up for personal freedoms. Now, everybody that I've mentioned, and some of the ones that I haven't mentioned, all the Democrats are good for this, but very good on these issues. Stand up for personal freedoms. Stand up from against these unilateral, really, overturning of Roe v. Wade, a Supreme Court that's really run amok. And it's threatening our democracy by taking this North Carolina case in October, which could strip you of your right to vote for president by a 5-4 majority, with one of the justices confirmed in the lame duck, illegitimately and unconstitutionally. What are we going to do about that? I want to hear a lot more about that. And I think that in the general election, we're going to hear a lot more about that. But there you have it. There you have it. There's some glimmers around that look promising to me. In Washington, D.C., the licensing officials for lawyers have just filed disciplinary charges against Jeffrey Clark. Now, he's the guy that Trump was going to put in to falsely claim there was fraud. They're going to strip him of his law license. I think that our Senate candidates can point to successes like that around the country, that finally there's going to be a taking into account of these characters. That's just one example. We have successes around the country, but vote in the election on August 9. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
You can run on for a